Walt up to the Red Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. I figured out my final score in NC State Clemson. I've been, you know, I'm in the same area I've been all week. I haven't really changed at all. I mean, I'm just talking about a point here or there. I'm going 41-23.
Okay.
Which is basically right on the spread of 17.5. It's just on the Clemson side of it. I'm going 41-23. And the reason I'm going 23, hi, how you doing? What's your name? How you doing? I'm going 41-23 Clemson, and I'm going 41-23 because I'm going 2 touchdowns and 3 field goals for NC State, because I don't think they're scoring more touchdowns than field goals. So I'm going 3 field goals and 2 touchdowns. What do you think? 41-23. That is my that's my final score. Let me get to everyone's favorite villain, Craig. Craig, thank you very much. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Craig.
Hey. How you doing? How you doing?
Hold on, Craig. I got to shake hands with the young man. Hey.
That's fine.
Nice to meet you. Oh, nice to meet you.
Tell him someday you can grow up.
That's... Hey, I just met little Carson. How old are you, Carson? You're just the right age. 11. 11. Nice to meet you, Carson. I just met little Carson. I got a hug from little Carson. It's live radio. We're on the streets of Clemson. That's what we're talking about. Carson tried to speak into our mic. That one's actually done. Nice seeing you guys. Nice meeting you, Carson. And, hey, Ramona, how about this? Ramona?
Yeah.
I just met a young boy's, you know, and he was on the other side of the table, and he was trying to figure out how to shake my hand.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, trying to get around the table. And finally he came around this side and shook my hand. And then he reached out to me and he hugged me. So how about that?
That's
it made my day. So streets of Clemson, we are here for Onward Reserve. By the way, we have free Papa John's pizza. That's free. You know, everyone down here is paying for food stuff. Right here behind me, I've got free pizza. I'm the only place on the street who has free food. It's Onward Reserve. It's free food. Come in and get yours. Papa John's pizza. In fact, they just bought a whole new batch of it 5 minutes ago. So I have fresh, hot pizza from Papa John's, courtesy of our good friends at Papa John's at Onward Reserve. And you can find out about all the incredible clothing. Finest men's store in the upstate. John, tell them what they can find at Onward Reserve.
They got Ray-Bans, Yetis, good. Barber jackets, Smothers and Branson needlepoints, performance wear, tailored and classic fit, performance button-downs, and polos. They got it all.
How about that? Was that the Tennessee fan from before now, like, covering up his collars?
I think so. All of a sudden, that bright orange he's not too proud of anymore for some reason.
He's not talking now.
Nope.
Craig, how are you?
How you doing?
How you doing, Craig?
Hey, sound like Carson kid. If he plays his cards right, he can grow up to be just like me.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Hey, I'm the nice kind of world. Hey, this is for that Clemson fan who called a while ago that freaking they're going to have 42 sacks in the first quarter. I got one word for him. Back in New York, we say forget about it. Forget about it. This is North Carolina's deck. No
Craig, time out. Let me ask you a question. Seriously, have you ever just one friggin' time picked the Clemson game right? Ever?
Yeah, Pittsburgh. This is it. Your playoff hopes are over. You're not going to the playoffs, and my Jets are going to the playoffs this year. You can forget about the playoffs. Go find a bridge to jump off. North Carolina State 33, Clemson 15, because they can't punch it in. They get 5 lucky field goals. Okay? Forget about it now, Clemson. This is it. Your time is over. O-V-E-R, over.
33-15. Okay?
33-15. You got it. And all you yahoos, go home. Leave at halftime so you can go cry and wherever you guys cry. Cry in those orange-looking T-shirts you wear that I want to burn all over the place. Okay, and I'm in downtown Wahala now, having some Oktoberfest, and every stinking car that goes by me has those stupid Clemson flags on
I'm
the car.
I'm shocked to learn you're at Oktoberfest.
Wahala right now. Take those things off your car. They look stupid. Stupid. All right, hey, Walt, I love you. You're great. I'll talk to you
Thank
later.
Thank you, Craig. Thank you, Craig.
He's trying to win a popularity contest.
Well, you know, again, he's a Jets fan. That's all you need to know. He's a Jets fan. Thank you very much. Appreciate you stopping in and getting the bracelets. That's what we're talking about. I want to actually talk a little bit some National Football League as well. And by the way, I need to credit the Red Sox for what they did last night. Thank you for listening. Thank you for stopping for the bracelets. You know, the Red Sox basically tore through Houston. Look. Great. Thank you. Nice meeting you. The Red Sox basically whipped up on Houston. And look, I was actually still arguing, John, with a couple of hangover Red Sox idiots today who wanted to tell me about the call. Listen, you idiots. Let me explain something. That was a home run, all right? Period. The ball was in the stands. You can make up anything you want. The people in the stands weren't even extending their arms. Everyone knows it. Every baseball player knows it. The entire post-game crew, Gary Sheffield, Pedro Martinez, Jimmy Rollins, every one of them said, worst call they've ever seen made. So don't come to me with this. It was the right call. No, you are a blind homer if you think that was the right call. That's one of the worst calls ever made in the history of playoff baseball. Did it cost Houston the series? No. No, because, look, as you look back on it now, I think the Red Sox were better. I mean, if you can go into Houston and sweep them, you're better. Now, would they have won Game 4? I don't know. No one knows because it was a two-run margin, and we'll never know the answer to that. But it doesn't matter because the Red Sox were better, and I think they proved that in winning last night. They were the better team. They deserve to win. The Red Sox deserve to win. So stop crying. Stop whining. Listen, here's the deal. You were the beneficiary of a hideous call. Hideous. One of the worst calls that's ever been made in baseball history. You benefited from. Does it mean that the Astros would have won? No. In fact, again, given what I've seen since the call, I would say the Red Sox would have won regardless. Mm-hmm. So I had it wrong because I thought Houston would win the series. I thought they were both great teams, but I thought Houston would win. I had it wrong. So, you know, that's the way it goes. But congratulations to the Red Sox. They were better. They were better. All right. I want to get into some National Football League talk too, John.
Okay.
And some power ratings. If you were going to have or do power ratings right now in your mind, off the top of your head.
Number one be Los Angeles Rams.
Okay.
Number two be the Patriots.
Ah, two the Patriots.
Three would be the Chiefs. It's about like, I don't know, I'm talking about like figuring out 4 and 5. I'd have to sit there and kind of look at the standings and some numbers there. But
I like it, John.
Off the top,
I like
those
it.
Are the those are the top,
I like
the top
it because,
of my head.
Because the top of my list, Rams 1, Patriots 2, Chiefs 3.
Yeah, you have to put the Patriots ahead of the Chiefs right now after the win.
Yeah, they beat them.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they beat them. Power ratings are just that. They're a snapshot of the moment.
Yep.
And in the snapshot of the moment, the Patriots just beat the Chiefs, so they move ahead of them. And, you know, again, Chiefs still third on my list. The Rams are pretty self-explanatory. They're the best team in football.
Oh, without a doubt.
Top to bottom. Their defense has really been injured, especially in the secondary, but they're still unbeaten.
Right.
And they may stay unbeaten for a while. You know, they're a balanced football team. They could score on anybody. You know, you're not going to beat the Rams by scoring 20 points. You know, you want to beat the Rams, you're going to have to be in the 30s hope that your defense contains them. Because, again, they're scoring 35 points a game. So it's a very tough team to beat. It's a really balanced offense. They have weapons. The Cooper Kupp injury doesn't help them. And we'll see how that plays out. But, look, I think the Rams are clearly the best team in the National Football League right now, top to bottom. And that, look, the Rams were my pick before the season. My Super Bowl pick before the season, Rams and Patriots. Curiously enough, John, snapshot of the moment has nothing to do with my Super Bowl pick, but Rams
won. It's looking
won.
Pretty solid right now.
Rams won, Patriots too, right.
Looks, who would you have a 4-5 to kind of round out a top five if you were?
Well, let me get one word on the Chiefs first.
Okay.
You know, and again, on the Patriots, look, I think the Patriots are just going to get better and better and better.
I agree.
You know, I'm sort of interested in the Patriots-Chicago game for a number of reasons. One, you know, Ronnie, you won't believe this, but Bill Belichick actually answered a question.
He did.
Yeah, he answered a question with a legitimate answer for the first time ever. And do you know why he answered a question?
Why?
Because he took offense at the question.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Bill Belichick was asked if the great Khalil Mack, who plays for the Bears, the team he's playing this week, remember, all Belichick ever says about an opponent is they're good. You know, they block good, they tackle good, they throw good, they run good. Good is the only word that Belichick knows in regard to an opponent. So when Belichick was asked about Khalil Mack, you would have expected he would have had something good to say.
Right.
But he was asked whether Khalil Mack was in Lawrence Taylor's class. And, of course, Belichick coached the great Lawrence Taylor.
Right.
The greatest, arguably the greatest linebacker who ever lived. Certainly one of the top three or four. And Belichick responded by saying, he responded by looking at the questioner like, "You're the dumbest person who ever walked the face of the earth." And then he said, "No." He said, "Nobody was in Lawrence Taylor's class."
Right.
Nobody. And that's interesting from Belichick, especially because you're playing them this weekend. You know, and that's not a normal Belichick-type thing. You know, it sort of, I don't want to say taking a shot at an opponent, because he wasn't taking a shot at him. He just answered it honestly. You know, it was the most honest answer he could possibly give, because you struck a nerve with him. You struck a subject with him that, you know, and by the way, that's 100% right. I love Khalil Mack. I love that he was drafted. Thank you. We love you too. Hey, I love that he was drafted right at the, you know, and I thought he was going to be a steal. He was. You know, he went right where I thought he would, and I thought that he would be a great player, and he's been all that in a bag of chips, but he's not Lawrence Taylor. Lawrence Taylor changed the game. Lawrence Taylor changed the way he had to consider outside linebackers. He changed every element of the game of football from the linebacker position. He required that you put big body tackles out there in space, because there was nobody who could block him. And so you had to account for Lawrence Taylor to a degree. Lawrence Taylor is also the guy who fundamentally started, you know, the hatchet fumble. You know, he's the guy who ripped the ball, used his arm to rip at the ball, to swing like a club and knock the ball away. He's really the guy who started most of that. And he revolutionized the game. And he's the greatest outside linebacker who ever played the game, you know, and I think the next guy is Jack Ham, but I agree with Belichick's answer. I mean, he gave a truthful, honest answer for once in regard to that. We'll get to the Patriots. We'll get to my NFL power ratings and more when we return. Before we go to break, let me tell you about George Coleman Ford. George Coleman Ford's a special place. I mean, for 90 years, they've been doing it the right way. Cars cost less than Travelers Rest. There are never any dealer fees or service fees in Travelers Rest. That's a fact. It's George Coleman Ford. It's all the time. If you go read the reviews on Google or Yelp, people talk about the way they were treated. They know your name. We had a review from a woman, John, who went there and said, you know, I went there and then I went back later and everybody knew who I was. And that seems like a little thing, but it matters to people. It matters, and they do. Kurt Shockley's the service manager there for 23 years. When you go into George Coleman Ford and have your vehicle serviced, they know whether you want your coffee black or whether you want popcorn or what you want. They know your name. You know, what's that old Cheers line? Everybody wants to go a place where everybody knows your name. they know your name at George Coleman Ford. Go see them. You'll thank me later. We're live from Onward Reserve, 383 College Avenue, downtown Clemson. Still plenty of time to come see us. Free Papa John's pizza in the store. Tigers for Tata's bracelets out here. We've already sold a lot of them. Come on out and see us. Get yours. You know, listen, this campaign only lasts another couple of weeks in terms of our hardcore involvement in it. So you need to get involved now. Come and get your Tigers for Tata's bracelets. Walter Tula Red Rage, quick break.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
Here at the Roar, community means everything to us, and our friends at Carolina Alliance Bank feel the exact same way. Here's a real full-service bank that puts community first. They are the community bank you have been looking for. Whether it is for business or personal banking needs, Carolina Alliance offers competitive low rates and personal one-on-one services and the customer care you thought was a thing of the past. Find a local branch at CarolinaAllianceBank.com. Again, that's CarolinaAllianceBank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Trucks cost less than travelers rest at George Coleman Ford. George Coleman Ford has 2018 F-150 4x4 crew cab at $12,000 off MSRP for as low as $39,499 on an F-150 with all sorts of extras. Remember, George Coleman does not charge any document fees. See the 2018 F-150 today. Trucks do cost less than travelers rest. Four generations doing business right. George Coleman Ford.
After rebates of $6,050, plus finance with Ford.
There is only one place just as excited as you are for football this year, and it's your favorite Clemson sports store, the Tiger Sports Shop. Come by and see us before the tailgate and make sure you're game day ready. The Tiger Sports Shop is the exclusive local Nike sideline apparel store that also features replica game day jerseys and Clemson Nike shoes. Locally owned and family operated, the Tiger Sports Shop is proud to be a part of your game day experience. Come by and see us at our newly renovated stores at 1102 Clemson Boulevard and College Avenue downtown.
Washington has come to its senses by reducing our tax burden. Now we can take advantage to reinvest in ourselves and our businesses to continue our economic growth. I'm George Jeffries with Metal Building Supply Company. It's a great time to start that business dream of yours or perhaps expand or refurbish your existing facilities. Come see us or call us at 864-295-0506. Talk with me or Kevin Brown about how we can help you. And God bless America.
It's tough out there on the field. If a bad play knocks you out of the game, count on the Trammell and Mills Law Firm. They're local lawyers helping folks in the upstate get the money they deserve. Trammell and Mills proudly supports Tigers for Tatas, selling wristbands for breast cancer awareness. Proceeds go to Dabo's All In Team Foundation. When you take a hit on the road or at work, call the Trammell and Mills Law Firm at 485-8585. It's your best play yet.
Tickets for the game? Check. Parking pass, food, and beverages for the tailgate? Check. You're all set, right? Maybe not. You gotta have your celebratory cigars once the Tigers win. Be sure you stop by Purple Haze in Clemson for a selection of premier cigars for you and your friends to enjoy in victory. Purple Haze is more than you think they are. For that special occasion, get your cigars, award-winning piercings, and glassware at Purple Haze Clemson, Tiger Boulevard across from Publix.
LKQ Pick Your Part. Over a million parts from hundreds of cars to choose from. Bring your own tools. Pull the parts you need and save. It's that easy. Check out our new part search feature on our website, LKQPickYourPart.com. Sign up for our PYP Garage. Download our PYP Garage app and get instant notifications on your vehicle. When it comes to an LKQ Pick Your Part near you, find the parts you need and save today at LKQ Pick Your Part. What's in your garage?
Do you want bigger biceps? Do you want to increase your bench by 58 pounds in 6 weeks? Protein is not enough. 75 to 90% of your protein is wasted and not used for muscle building. Optinas works genetically to redirect protein to your muscles. Clinical trials showed a 12-time increase in arm size and 3-time increase in lean body mass compared to a placebo. Experience Optinas. Go to upstatemuscle.com. That's upstatemuscle.com.
His bark is worse than his bite. It's Road Rage with Walt Steptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Hold on. He seems to be speaking words of some kind.
Now, back to Walt and Ramona.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are WCCB 105.5 The Roar. We are back. You know, man, I'm meeting all sorts of wonderful people down here. Greg Todaro from Todaro's Pizza just came out and said, loves the show, had to meet us, listens every day, and just kind enough to offer me pizza. I mean, people are wonderful.
There you go.
Yeah. And we have all the Tigers for Tatas bracelets. They're selling like crazy. I mean, come on out and get yours. I mean, you still have a few minutes. Yeah. Well, John, you were shutting down the sales of the bracelets today in like 20 minutes. So you have
to be at the top of the hour,
You have to be out here soon. And then and don't forget that Tiger pregame show, Tiger tailgate show, they'll be selling them. CJ Spiller will be out there signing footballs and all that stuff. You want to get in, you're welcome to. 654-7627. 654-7627. All right, John, we're talking a little bit about NFL power ratings.
Mm-hmm.
And we were on the Patriots, I guess. You know, the other thing about the Patriots is, barring injury, barring Gordon having any other of his issues.
Right.
I think the Patriots offense is going to get better and better every week. Better and better every week. You know, the Bears are an interesting team because they're a physical team that has great linebackers, and they're going to want to prove a point now. You know, and if Mac plays, he's going to want to prove a point about what Belichick said. You know, so there's that.
Mm-hmm.
Having said that, I don't think New England's losing again. I said this after the Miami game. So I said before the Chiefs game, I said, I don't think they're losing again. And I don't. I mean, could they drop a game somewhere? Look, if Brady gets hurt, it all changes. You know, by the way, along that line of thought,
mm-hmm.
I had a thought yesterday. I expressed it to somebody. I don't know if I expressed it to you or not, but it's like I had this epiphany, Ramona. This, you know, I've known this all along. I've said it all along. But I had this moment of clarity when it comes to Alabama. You know, I've said forever that Nick Saban's not comfortable with Tua Tagovailoa as his quarterback, that he wants to win with a game manager type.
Right.
I've known this. This is why he was so reluctant to go to Tua Tagovailoa and name him the guy and just move on and be better and be this explosive offensively. And I've known this, and I've said it. But somewhere lurking in the back of my mind
mm-hmm.
was why this is all true and why hit me yesterday. Why is it that Saban does not really want to win the Tua Tagovailoa way?
Why?
And again, I had this moment of perfect clarity and I understood it. It's because he doesn't want to put, cliche alert, all of his eggs in the basket of one player.
I'd agree with that.
And the reason is because when he wins the conventional way, he wins with a roster full of 85 five-star, four-star players. And so what it means is this. When he wins the way he wants to win, if his quarterback goes down, so friggin' what? It doesn't matter. He puts another scrub in who can manage the game and still deliver the goods. Winning this way he has put everything he has on one guy.
Yep.
And if the one guy goes down, they don't have a replacement for him. Jalen Hurts is not a replacement for Tua Tagovailoa. And so that's why. Again, I've known all along. I've been the guy who started this about Saban not wanting, about wanting a game manager, about not wanting a Tua Tagovailoa. I've known this. I've said it repeatedly. But the reason why was never more clear to me when it just this epiphany, this moment of clarity on it yesterday, when it all sort of hit me that the reason why is because when he, this year, you look at Alabama, and all anyone ever talks about is Tua Tagovailoa. That's all anyone talks about. No one's talking about anybody on that defense. No one's talking about Raekwon Davis or anybody in that linebacking core or anybody in that secondary. No one is talking about any of those guys.
Right.
Alabama's winning. Alabama's method of winning, their margin of winning, it's all based on that. It's all based on Tua Tagovailoa's greatness right now. And Saban doesn't like this. You know why? Because the guy has a sprained knee.
Yep.
See, this is why he doesn't like it. He doesn't like it because he knows right now his fortunes are tied to that cat's knee. If Tua Tagovailoa, if that knee gets worse, or if he can't finish the season for some reason, that's what's going to happen. It's going to be a fail.
Yep.
It's going to be a fail. So there's that. I don't think he wants to tie his fortunes to one player.
I agree with you.
I think that's what we're talking about, you know? And now he has 85 players. You know, in general, he has 85 players. And his whole team and his roster is great. And so he wins with 85. You know, and that's how he wants to do it, because his way of winning, let me put it this way. His way of winning is the mutual fund way.
Right.
As opposed to a risky stock. You know, Tua Tagovailoa to Nick Saban is a risky stock. He wants to win the mutual fund way, where all his money is spread out amongst all these solid investments and, you know, all these different blue chip stocks.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how he prefers to win, because that's the safety net. He doesn't have the safety net now, and that's what it is. He doesn't want all of his money on Tua Tagovailoa. That's what it comes down to. Let's get back to this discussion. The Patriots, I think, are going to get better every week. I think offensively, they're going to get better every week. I think they have all sorts of weapons, and Brady is going to go on to have an unbelievable, you know, last two-thirds of the season, barring injury. It could well conclude, as I expect it will, in a matchup with the Rams. The Kansas City Chiefs, what are your thoughts on the Chiefs, John?
I think that the offense is as electric as it gets in the NFL. I think Mahomes is only going to continue to get better every single week. His group of receivers is just unbelievable. With Kelce at tight end and Hunt in the backfield, their offense is unbelievable. Their defense, on the other hand, is not that great. And I think that could come back to
bite. Was that a Wolfpack fan?
Yes.
Who just walked by us?
Yes.
Oh, that's what he said. Go Pack?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fine. Glad they're here. Thanks for, you know, coming down. But, no, I think that
Hey,
Chiefs,
you know why that is, John?
What's that?
Because ass kickers need victims.
You said it, not me.
That's exactly right.
You said it, not me. No. All right.
This is an interesting place. All right, John, go
Where
ahead.
Where were we?
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was thinking, you know, the Chiefs offensively are as explosive as anyone else in the National Football League, but they could potentially have one of the worst defenses in the league.
It depends if Eric Berry gets back and is healthy. And because Eric Berry is a real key to that defense in terms of what that defense is and what that defense is going to be. And if they have Berry, then they're a different team. Because if they have Berry, they can take away Gronkowski.
Yep.
And, you know, clearly they couldn't take away Gronkowski at the end of that game.
No. He's unstoppable.
All right. So let's play a match game, John.
Okay.
Give me team number four on my list.
Ooh, team number four. As of right now. Oh, I'm drawing up. San Diego, or the Chargers.
The Chargers. That's exactly right.
Oh, there we go.
Team number four on the road rage list, the San Diego Chargers. Let me tell you something. If the Chargers, if and when the Chargers ever get Bosa back, look out, because they're still better at Kansas City. I know they can't beat Kansas City, which is odd, but, you know, again, Bosa missed that game at the start of the year. That makes an enormous difference. The Chargers are a really good football team. Chargers have a lot of answers, a lot of answers. They're a team that could represent the AFC. And what's interesting to me, John, is at the start of the year, you had all this talk about how great the NFC was, how deep the NFC was,
right,
how bad the AFC was, how the AFC only has like one or two teams. Well, on my list, three of the four top teams in the AFC.
Yep.
New England Patriots, Kansas City Chiefs, San Diego Chargers. All right, team number five, who do you got?
Part of me wants to say the Bears, but after they lost last week, I don't think it would be Chicago.
Yeah, I'm not going with the Bears.
That's tough.
I'm going New Orleans.
Okay.
Five, I'm going New Orleans, one okay. Lost football team. An improved defense, still have Drew Brees, still doing Drew Brees things.
Right.
Thomas, one of the best, and still unheralded wide receivers of the National Football League. Look, I have a tremendous amount of respect for Drew Brees, as I've indicated a million times. I have the Saints at number five on my list. Number six, John.
Oh, I was doing really well with one through four,
and
now I'm struggling.
How many teams in the NFC can win the NFC?
How many teams in the NFC can win the NFC? Off the top of my head, I want to go with four or five.
Like?
Philadelphia, you can't count them out. I would think Minnesota with all the pieces.
Can you?
Well, in a couple of weeks you might be able to, but as of right now, they're still, you know.
They're desperate for a running back.
Absolutely.
They are desperate to acquire a running back.
I know one they can acquire.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Your guy Bell. They've been trying to get LeSean McCoy forever, so they're about as desperate as desperate can get. That deal does not look like it'll be consummated, so they're not going to get him. I think Carson Wentz is going to get better and play better as he feels better about his health. But if they don't run the football, they're not winning the NFC.
Right.
And I'm of the opinion that they're not winning the NFC. And I felt that before the year.
Yeah. Yeah.
I picked the Rams.
Super Bowl. Well, yeah, obviously the Rams are, you know, they're showing right now.
Well, no, people know that now, but I'm saying I picked the Rams before the year.
Okay.
Which you know.
Yes. I would say the Rams are one of those teams in the NFC.
Yeah.
I would say if Minnesota can get it all together, they have enough talent
I'm
and
buying
the pieces.
The Vikings. The Vikings are the second best team in the NFC.
It's just taking a while to get Kirk Cousins assimilated in with that group of receivers and that offense. It takes time.
I think Cousins and the receivers blended pretty quickly. I don't think there was any issue there. I think the issue that they have is their offensive line. I don't think their offensive line's very good, and they got to be able to run the football. But I still think that may be the second best team in the NFC. They've had a tough schedule. They have the inexplicable loss to Buffalo, but again, Clemson lost to Pittsburgh and Syracuse. You know what I mean? I mean, sometimes inexplicable losses happen. You don't need to logic a resolution to it. You just need to accept it and move on. Just say, okay, Haley's Comet comes around once every, you know, million years. So, things happen. But I think the Vikings may actually be the second best team. So I'll buy the Vikings. I'll buy the Vikings. I'll buy the Vikings. I'll buy the Rams, obviously. Who else?
From the NFC? Off the top of my head, Green Bay, I think, with Aaron Rodgers, you can't count them out. I think that NFC North. No?
I think you can. I don't believe in them. I don't believe in their defense.
Okay.
I mean, I just watched them play San Francisco, and people want to celebrate the fact, well, they edged them in the end, and Aaron Rodgers did this or that. Green Bay doesn't look like a Super Bowl team to me. I mean, we say we can't count them out, but do they look like a Super Bowl team to you?
No. They look like a playoff team, but not a Super Bowl.
I mean, do they? Or in some ways, are they like the worst team in that division?
In some ways, they are, yeah.
Is Minnesota better than them?
Yes.
I think Minnesota's better than them. How about Chicago?
Yeah, I would say Chicago's better than them right now.
How about Detroit?
No.
But not far off.
Not far off, no. There's not a giant discrepancy between the two. But.
See, that's the thing. To me, I mean, I'm not sure Green Bay is not like the third best team in their division.
Yeah, you could definitely.
And I had high aspirations for them before the year. I thought they'd be in this mix. I'm not so sure now. I had them as a playoff team before the year. But if you ask me right now, even off the win, I say no. I say they're not a playoff team. We are live from Onward Reserve, 383 College Avenue. We'll be here for one more segment. You want to come out and see us? There's still time. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Join me, William Quackenbush, and Donnell Clark this Friday night for the Tri-County Tech High School Football Game of the Week, presented by Granger Nissan. This week's game is Greer at Eastside. Pre-game starts at 7 p.m. right here on 105.5 The Roar.
Wings, football, and ice-cold beer, a perfect combination. Carson Steak Warehouse in Anderson is now offering a dine-in special you don't want to miss. 20 wings and a pitcher of beer for $20. You heard me right. 20 wings and a pitcher of beer for only $20. Spicy chicken wings, double fried and served with your favorite dipping sauce. Also available in Texas teriyaki. Open every day. Carson Steak Warehouse, 150 West Beltline Boulevard in Anderson, besides Tucker's.
It's bug time at Bojangles. For a limited time, get a Chicken Supreme snack with four Supremes and a made-from-scratch biscuit for just $3.99. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson, Clemson's first condo hotel. Now under construction, Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. It's that easy. With top-notch amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services, and lake access, Lakeside Lodge will provide the ultimate Clemson experience. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Come see me at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
Hi, I'm Dabo Sweeney. One of the things that makes me proudest about being the head coach at Clemson is participating in the most exciting 25 seconds of college football, running down the hill after rubbing Howard's Rock. The roar from the crowd is deafening. Even though Howard's Rock is one of Clemson's most prized possessions, most of the time it sits all alone. That's why we depend on Priority One Security's video surveillance to keep Howard's Rock safe and secure.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com.
Help the Clemson Tigers tackle hunger by donating to the Palmetto Series Food and Funds Drive, benefiting Golden Harvest Food Bank. The Palmetto Series Drive helps feed local families struggling with hunger. For every dollar you donate, Golden Harvest can provide 3 meals to a local family in need. And you'll help Clemson University to win the coveted Palmetto Series Cup. Visit goldenharvest.org to give today. Again, that's goldenharvest.org to feed a local family in need.
It's another exciting year of Tiger football as they get set to take on NC State with hopes of another championship season. Clemson Downs is the only continuing care retirement community in the Clemson area, offering independent living, assisted living, memory support, and skilled nursing. Visit ClemsonDowns.com or call 654-1155. We'd be delighted to give you and your loved one a tour of our community. It's going to be a great year for Clemson football. Go Tigers!
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
There's no one like you, and this fall, Pandora Jewelry lets you show that to the world with over 150 rings to choose from, crafted from sterling silver, Pandora rose, or 14-karat gold. Now, Turner's carries the Pandora University charms so you can show your team spirit, and Turner's has the new Groove brand silicone tiger paw band and has the only selection of Levion in the tri-state area. It's all happening at Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Center Place in Seneca or online at turnersjewelers.com.
Vehicle repairs can be a painful experience, from shops that overcharge to mechanics who don't know what they're doing. My Garage by Essex, with over 100 years of combined experience, is that vehicle repair shop you've always wanted. Specializing in computer diagnostics and engine repairs, with a strong focus on preventative and scheduled maintenance, suspensions, brakes, heating and cooling. Call or stop by My Garage by Essex on Highway 93 in Clemson, 633-5800.
I'm Richard Thompson of Thompson & King Law Firm, and I believe that every person has a God-given desire to work. That's why I take Social Security and workers' compensation cases very seriously, because most folks don't really want to think they're disabled. They hesitate to file for disability, and when they're turned down, they hesitate to appeal their case. But they are disabled. If you're presently unable to work on a daily basis, even if you don't fully understand the cause, come see me. I'll take your case seriously. I know you do.
The Thompson & King Law Firm, 222-0200, or online at thompsonking.com.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals, no residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. Zero Res, Greenville.com.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
I don't know what you're talking about. Kind of spooks me out.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Red Rage, we're WCCB, about to wrap things up. We've been live from Onward Reserve, the finest in men's clothing right here. There's still free Papa John's pizza inside. Still time to come out and see them. We're going to wrap it up here in a few minutes. You know, Ramona, did I tell you that? I just saw a radio flyer drive by with two little kids in it, Ramona. Did I tell you that the parking spot I got here?
Oh, yeah?
I needed it today with my knee, but it was an accident. I mean, it was the way it worked out. The whole place is packed. It took John over 20 minutes to find a parking spot. The big black Jeep is like 5 feet from me.
Oh, there you go. You got a visual.
That's how I like it. Yeah, I can watch it the whole time. So when some knucklehead hits it, I'll see it. No, it's right there. It's right next to me. So how about that? It worked out very nicely. Dave's car didn't start down here. Did you know that?
No, it didn't. That sucks.
You probably didn't want me saying that. You know, I've gone through all that with that Jeep. We're talking about the NFL power ratings. Again, if you missed it, I'm going Clemson 41, NC State 23. The 23 is 2 touchdowns and 3 field goals. I think it's just right about the spread, just over the spread. I think Clemson runs the ball successfully. I think ETN rushes for 150-plus. I think he has a couple of big runs. And I think Trevor Lawrence gets going a little bit here. And I think it's going to take that, you know. And I also think he's going to absorb some shots. I mean, listen. I don't mean this in a bad way about NC State. But I don't think NC State's above trying to knock him out of the game. I mean, I just don't. I mean, they want to win. You know, understand this. This game is vital. It's vital. This game decides the division. you know what? My guy, John, just left up the subway with whatever bands we had left. And, I appreciate it. He's going to be back here to wrap up in like 10 or 15 minutes. That'd be great. Thank you. Thank you. How about that, Ramona? We're basically like, people have been buying the bands all day. They know the cause. But, you know, I don't think they're above hitting him and maybe hitting him late. I mean, I'm not saying, you know, necessarily dirty. Look, NC State's views their best chance to win is getting to Trevor Lawrence in one fashion or another. So, look, I think this game is going to be chippy. I think this game is going to be edgy. I think there's going to be some physicality to it both ways. So we'll see how it plays out, but that's how I see it. All right, back to my power ratings. Oh, you know what, Ramona? We're going to run out of time. I'll tell you what.
Yes.
Before we get to the power ratings, let's
good idea.
Yeah, why don't we do the pick'em deal?
All right.
So it's time for your road rage guarantees. Hit the music.
Never fear, degenerates. The pick segment has arrived. Walt once again will slaughter Las Vegas, and you are the beneficiaries. Money, 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 money. For entertainment purposes only, of course. Walt's Picks on Road Rage. We are WCCP. 105.5 The Roar.
You can tell everybody, yeah, you can tell everybody, go ahead and tell everybody, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, yes I am, yes I am, yes I am, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, I believe every lie that I ever told, paid for every heart that I ever stole.
All right, Ramona, from the top. Hey, don't take my music all the way away, I wonder what to do. I'm taking the Fighting Lane Kiffins -3 against Marshall. Give me Florida Atlantic. I think they found themselves, and I think they're a better football team than Marshall. I know the game's at Marshall, but I think Florida Atlantic will win by about 10. It's about a 10-point win. I'm taking Purdue plus the 12.5, and I'm telling you right now, this is the upset special of the weekend. I think a playoff team could go down. I think Purdue may beat Ohio State this weekend. I think Ohio State's been living on the edge. Their defense isn't very good. Just found out they lost Bosa for the year. I don't think they can stop Purdue. I think Purdue's going to move the ball at will on them, and I think we may see an upset here, an outright upset. In fact, I'm calling for it. I'm calling for Ohio State to go down this weekend. We've been all over these big upsets the last few weeks. We hit Virginia over Miami. We hit San Diego State against Boise State as a 14.5-point underdog. I think Purdue wins the game. I'll take the 12.5 points, though. I'm taking Utah State minus the 15 at Wyoming. Wyoming can't score, can't move the ball, has no offense. Utah State has offense and defense and a talented quarterback. So Utah State minus the 15 against Wyoming. I'm going to take UCLA minus the 9.5 against Arizona. I think Arizona's a bad football team. Now they don't even have Khalil Tate, although the Rodriguez kid's probably going to be better than Tate. But I think UCLA is due to have a big win. I think this is it. I think they win this game, 35-10, something like that. UCLA minus the 9.5. I'm taking Cal minus 7.5 against Oregon State. Oregon State can move the ball. They can score. They're one of the worst defenses I've ever seen in college football. I mean, they lose every single week. Every single week, they get obliterated. It doesn't matter who they play. They lose by 21 points every week. Until they stop losing by 21 points, I'll take the team that's only given 7.5. Give me Cal minus 7.5. I'm taking Minnesota plus the 4 against Nebraska. I think they went outright. I think they're the better team. I think Nebraska's defense is still horrific. I think Minnesota has a defense, so I'll take Minnesota plus the 4 against Nebraska. I think they win the game, and I'm getting 4 points. And finally, I will take Utah minus the 7 against USC. I think USC is a rapidly improving football team. They're getting better, but Utah isn't a place to go find yourself. They have offense. They have defense. They have a tremendous home field advantage. By the way, who didn't have a tremendous home field advantage? Arizona State. I was stunned at how bad that crowd was. Arizona State used to have these incredible nighttime crowds, and it made a difference. Now, they had no real advantage whatsoever. It was a very disappointing crowd. A theater crowd, a sit-on-your-hands crowd. I was sort of stunned at that. I thought Arizona State would have a big advantage in that regard. It just wasn't there. But in any case, that's it. Those are your road rage guarantees. Florida Atlantic minus 3, Purdue plus 12.5, Utah State minus 15, UCLA minus 9.5, Cal minus 7.5, Minnesota plus 4, Utah minus 7. We've been live from Onward Reserve. There's still time for you to come out here and see them. There's free Papa John's pizza inside. Check out everything the Onward Reserve has to offer, and it's an amazing place. Don't forget, it's the finest men's clothing store in the upstate. Don't forget, the WCCP will be selling Tigers for Tata bands tomorrow at the pregame and the Tiger Tailgate Show right outside of Little John. CJ Spiller will be stopping by for the Tiger Tailgate Show to sign footballs, so make sure you check out that tomorrow as well. All right, a couple more things. Going back to my NFL power ratings, which, again, we've been trying to get to all week. Team number five was the Baltimore Ravens. Team number five is New Orleans. Team number six is the Baltimore Ravens. And the Ravens make the list because of their defense. I mean, their defense has been absolutely incredible. Flacco's playing pretty well, but the defense has been the best in football. It almost seems like old times with the Baltimore Ravens defense. Again, they had 11 sacks of Marcus Mariota. It was unbelievable. They almost killed him. That defense is real. The Ravens are a legitimate contender for that reason in the AFC. And again, it's another of these AFC teams. And in a year that was supposed to be all about the NFC, and there was no competition in the AFC, and the AFC wasn't really good, and there were only one or two teams that can play, it's actually turning out that the AFC is the only league that can play, and that the NFC sucks out loud. So there's that. The Baltimore Ravens, team number six. And team number seven, we do go back to the NFC. Team number seven, the Minnesota Vikings. Again, look, when all is said and done, the Minnesota Vikings are the second-best team in the NFC. The best team in the NFC is the Rams, and the Vikings are the second-best team. And you know how you know it? We've already seen it. We saw the Rams play the Vikings at home earlier this year. And what was the score of that game? 38-31, I think. Well, that's basically, when you look at that score, that's basically an even game. And I think that's what we saw in that football game. We saw a really competitive game between two really good football teams, and the Rams won a close score at home. I mean, I think when you look at those two football teams, Those are the two best teams in the NFC. I think Philadelphia still has something to prove. So the Vikings make this list. I know they're only 3-2-1, but they're going to win every week. They're going to beat the Jets this week. It won't be easy, but they'll do that. Oh, by the way, one more pick. Give me the Patriots, -3 against the Bears. I'm taking the Patriots every single stinking week the rest of the year. Patriots, -3 against the Bears. Add that to the mix. Team number eight. John, team number eight. You got nothing, John?
I got nothing.
You should.
I should. Is it Steelers?
It's the Steelers, John. It's the Steelers.
How about them?
Because you still own Cincinnati, and there's signs of life in Pittsburgh once again. It's the Steelers at team number eight.
Vontaze Burfict couldn't take it away from
the Road Rage Power Rage. Right. You know, and you're starting to see some signs of the Steelers coming together. They're starting to understand James Conner as a runner, understanding the distinctions between him and Le'Veon Bell and the different ways you have to block for those two guys. And so I think things are starting to come together for Pittsburgh. And you're starting to play a little better on the defensive side of the ball, which, you know, hasn't happened in a long time.
Absolutely.
And then there's team 9 and 10. Want a shot, John? 9 and 10.
9 and 10. Man, I was doing so well in the first four, and then it just
gets harder, John. It gets harder. Team number 9 is the Cincinnati Bengals.
Who you just beat.
You still have to consider the Bengals amongst the top 10 teams. You know, they are a contender, I guess. I don't really believe in the Bengals. No. Oh, you don't have the bracelets?
They're up at Subway. They're up at Subway first.
You took the bracelets themselves?
Yep, that's where they have to go. I'm just following orders.
Thank you very much. Good to see you. All right. So here's the deal. We have the Cincinnati Bengals at 9. And number 10, John, you said earlier?
We still have access.
Number 10, the Chicago Bears. The Bears have proven themselves. The offense is better. Trubisky's played well. The defense is obviously a dominant defensive group. Great linebackers. You know, it's a good football team. It's a good football team. And by virtue of that, they make number 10 on the list. Again, I think Clemson wins 41-23 this weekend. 18-point margin, basically right on the spread. Enjoy the game. Walter Tuller, Road Rage. We'll talk about it on Monday.
Another hour of great sports talk from the Priority One Security Studios. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar. Up next,
It's Don Munson with your daily Tiger update, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Relax, Clemson students, faculty, staff, and IPTE members. You can join Founders Federal Credit Union with convenient services like the Founders app with mobile deposit, Founders online, and online applications. You can spend less time in our office and more time cheering on your Clemson Tigers. For product information, visit foundersfcu.com. Not a Founders member? Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of Clemson Athletics.
Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to the show. Clemson and NC State tomorrow on the gridiron in Clemson's Memorial Stadium, 3:30 kickoff time. Now, this will be the 87th all-time meeting between Clemson and NC State in football. Clemson leads the series, having won 57 of the 87 meetings. NC State's won 28. There has been one tie. Clemson leads 25-11 in games played at Clemson. They're 21-11 games played in Death Valley. That means the Tigers on the road are 16-9 in games played at Carter-Finley Stadium. Now, Clemson has won the last six games of this series and 13 of the last 14 games. The Tigers have won the last seven games in Memorial Stadium, including a 24-17.